Viral videos of the world humanoid robot games show sprinting robots beating the human 100-meter record held by Usain Bolt, but also feature running robots crashing into barriers and falling down because they cannot readily stop running. A few fallen robots even break at the waist in a shower of sparks or catch on fire. That demonstration of both robotic prowess and limitations came from the second edition of the World Humanoid Robot Games hosted in Beijing from August 22-26. Like the inaugural event held in 2025, this year's event challenged humanoid robots to run fast, perform kung fu or dance moves, fight one another in kickboxing, and play soccer or table tennis. This year's games also tested robots in more humdrum practical scenarios like washing and hanging laundry, where they appeared to lag behind typical human working speeds. That suggests the event organizers, including Chinese state media and the Beijing city government, are keen to showcase the commercial potential of humanoid robots at a time when China's robotics industry is rapidly developing and testing such robots. Endless runner. The fact that humanoid robots went from lagging behind human record holders last year to surpassing human world records in the 100-meter sprint and standing high jump events this year suggests significant progress in robotic whole-body control for accomplishing specific tasks. Dipam Patel, a PhD candidate in computer science at Purdue University and a research assistant at the U.S. Army DEVCOM Army Research Lab, told Ars. All of that does display whole body control, because you need to move all the joints, hands, legs, arm, body, everything to accomplish that task, said Patel, who is also a graduate student member of IEEE. So there has definitely been a huge push in engineering from where they were last time to this time.